I know my grandfather made wine every year.
Oh.
And he made a lot. And the revenue service would come and put stamps on all his barrels of wine.
Oh.
So he paid whatever the department that
Well, when was Prohibition?
Well, during Prohibition, he made wine for the church.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, it was legal to make wine for the church during Prohibition. But after Prohibition, when I was a kid, I can remember him getting his waders on and stomping around in the vat.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And I would guess that he had 10 or 1,200 gallon barrels that he filled up every year.
Man, that's a lot of wine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there were a lot of people drinking it.
When did you first drink wine? Did they give you wine with water in it when you were a little kid?
Until I was 10 years old, it had to be diluted half and half with water. And after I was 10 years old, I could drink it straight.
10? So everybody drank the wine.
Oh, yeah.
Squeeze of the grape.
And lots of times after school, I'd go to my grandmother's house because my mom was working. Uh-huh. And my grandfather would all be ready to be off for the day. His day started about 6 o'clock in the morning, and he was always done about 2 or 3. So he'd be in the cellar, his wine cellar, with all the Catholic priests from the local diocese,
uh-huh,
drinking wine. And my grandmother and my Aunt Irma went to church about 4 days a week and never missed Mass on Sunday.
Wow.
My grandfather never went to church, but I know who got to heaven first.